We can't talk yet? I don't understand.
You let me know when I can tell my anecdote.
So we have to wait for the Gary Buseys to stop going around?
The Gary Buseys go and you can talk, but then there's that part and you don't talk.
Are we still not talking?
Because that part's going. And now is when you can talk. If I remember correctly, was that correct?
That is correct, Nathan. Yay. You won.
So you take your stuffed animal. Stock
of gold stars over there.
You take your stuffed animal to the dog park. I don't even take a stuffed animal to the dog park. It's just fun to run around it.
Dear employees, credit union exclusive. I don't want to get arrested. That says it's exclusively for John Deere families, and I am not a John Deere family.
No.
I am a Dear John family. So anyway,
but this is a gift.
That was incrimination.
Okay. Wait, was it like a wedding gift, and now I am into the John Deere family? Okay. I think this is my pen.
That's a pilot pen.
I've owned a pen like this once. Well, good, because I had a pen break this afternoon. It made me sad.
Episode 150-something.
152.
152.
I'm sure it's 153.
Is it?
No, it's even.
I know. Is it divisible at 12?
The next one's 157.
No, next it's 153.
Yeah, I know, because I'm skipping.
We go in orders. So it's 152. The next episode is 153. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out.
There was 144 was 12 divisible, and I can't remember. I was trying to remember if I made my 144 joke during episode 144.
You made the joke before. It's hilarious.
Okay, just checking. That's fine.
Thanks for coming, Zappity.
Well, what have you guys waited for before?
I don't know. Welcome to episode 152. I'm Andy, is what you usually say.
You roll it out.
No, Brian started here. Brian was doing it this time.
I'd say, like, welcome to 150-ish. I don't know what number we were on.
Episode 152. My name is Andy.
My name is Brian.
My name is Nathan.
My name is also Brian.
Amanda.
Amanda.
No, that's my name, not your name.
Stop being courteous and then saying, you know, my name is. She's just Amanda.
Yes. My name is?
Very cut and dry.
Wiki wiki.
Thank you for that.
We were all thinking it. So anyway, the story I was telling, and I want to see if you guys have the same warped mind that I have. So this lady was in line at Aldi's, and she bought her stuff, and the guy behind her had forgotten his wallet, and he had like three things. It was like $7, and she said, fuck it, let me buy them for you. So she bought it, and he's like, oh, well, what's your first name? Can I just get your first name? And she's like, you know, Sue or whatever. He's like, oh, all right, thank you, Sue. And then like the next day, she found out that he, using her T-shirt and her first name, had tracked down the hospital that she worked at and had donated like $10,000 in her name to the hospital. And that's supposed to be all touching and hooray for humanity. And all I'm thinking is, like, he could have raped the fuck out of her. Like, he just was able to track her down with just her first name and her T-shirt.
Yeah, that's scary.
Scary.
You know, it's only cute because he donated a lot of money. If he would have, like, you know, walked by, gave her flowers or anything else he would have done. Because he's rich, and I'm assuming he's white, so obviously it's okay. I'm just saying, yeah, it's just because he's smart and figured it all out and he had money.
Well, I forever have awkward interactions with a fellow at work, because I was going to work when he first started, just walking in on my normal day, and I noticed somebody had some board games in the back of their car.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll try and find this person and see if we can like hook up and have board game day. So like
hook up.
Yeah, based on his like I just started following his car around until I saw him. And I sent him an email through work, and I was like, so I noticed you drive this car, and they have board games in the back. Let's play board games. So now, most of the time we cross each other's path is when we go to the bathroom, and it's a very awkward experience for him.
I know you drive.
Like how
to.
He says, when we go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, they go to the bathroom together, and it's an awkward experience.
He has like a mobile camera, like a baby cam set up at his cube. Yeah. And he's like, oh, he's moving. Let's go.
The guy's just standing at the urinal, and Brian just walks in, and there's 50 other urinals, and he just gets in the one next to him and just goes, so you want to play board games? I noticed you have Carcassonne.
It's actually worse. He has like every expansion of Dominion in the back of his car.
Oh, so like why didn't you just firebomb his car?
Well, because I was gonna try and save him.
We have people that we know. We can't save him from that.
So speaking of your story, so obviously I'm assuming it all ended well. That was a simple ending.
Well, that was the story, and it was supposed to be a feel-good story about, yeah. Oh, the guy donated, so one good deed with the money and the stuff, and I'm just like, dude tracks woman down, creepy.
He must have also, because I tell you what, when I go to the store and I'm at the grocery store. So I try to avoid women because it's not a place. Well, I'm in places and I see guys like hitting on women in the weirdest places. So it's just a weird thing. And I'm like, you know why? Women always say they can hit on all the time. So I try to just avoid them. Every so often, let's say there's a woman like getting milk and I need the milk there. And I walk up, I'm like, excuse me, I need to get the milk. Or I say, excuse me. She turns and I always get this like look of just sheer disgust. And just like she's about to vomit. She's like, oh my God, this fat, ugly fuck is about to ask me out. I'm like, I just want the milk. And then she's like, oh, okay, no problem. She moves out of the way. But man. It's always interesting when
it doesn't go. She's not like, oh, you want the milk? Is that it? Is that about my boobs? Are you talking about my boobs? And just everything spirals into.
That hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will. But man.
Is your terror that that's what's going to happen?
I mean, now it is. I just usually stand in the corner until there's no woman in my aisle, and then I start shopping.
But no, but that way.
So you see his hands down there and you hear Velcro and you just go, no, put that away.
Exactly.
I was talking about girls. I got excited. Girls with the milk. I can't handle it.
Well, at least not until they let you.
Yeah. They never do. That's introductions.
Yep. Announcements.
Whoa, in stereo.
So next up, I think, is a 35-point Madison steamroller.
You're slightly quiet.
Yeah, you're very quiet.
Okay. You have to
pretty much deep
mouth.
Throat that one. It's not powered.
No, it's powered.
All right, just never mind.
It's just not on a stand.
Put the ball in your mouth.
Do it. Oh, yeah.
Just pretend it's like Thursday at the Minnesota airport.
I don't know anything about the Minnesota airport.
That's what the senator said.
Okay. Well, at any rate, the
good idea. Sorry, that's my first response.
There's a 35-point steamroller on the east side of Madison at Misty Mountain this coming Saturday.
Yep.
And then the next tournament after that is
Nathan works, so I can't go.
The next tournament after that is in Oshkosh, I think. Sometime in early April.
Is the Oshkosh one before yours or yours before the Oshkosh one? I know they're very close.
I believe the Oshkosh one's the 16th, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that might
I know right. Because that's also a weekend I work.
Brian tried to bogart my type of tournament.
I didn't try to. There's a difference between an MK1 tournament and a Forces Up tournament.
Well, to be fair, yeah, they're similar.
It's like play. Three models difference.
Yeah. And they're it's both like bad ideas, so they're very similar.
If you start looking at the Hordes list, it's a really big difference.
Yeah, Hordes is huge because they each got more beasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good for convergence.
They got stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
But no, I was just... I put the question out to the people in Baraboo because I'm a man of the people. But at any rate...
And like all good and wholesome people, they voted for a standard 50-point
steamroller. For a standard 50-point one, I'm just like, okay, people telling me that I want something different.
They should never want something different. Different's bad.
Why to be you look at who actually voted for that and then...
Yeah. You know. Look at the noobs.
Yeah. Honestly... Like I said, I didn't want to have like I wasn't complaining at that when I posted my really, but it was I didn't want to have like another tournament that was like similar in that regards right next to it.
Well, my reason for it was mostly just the people in Baraboo are new, so I'm trying to work a lot with them right now.
Sure.
So that was more of it. But on April 9th, actually, it looks like Andy's event is sooner, and then after that is on the 16th, the Tier 4. Required 50-point tournament in Oshkosh, and then
it's just funny because we just went to an Oshkosh event, and both of my lists were Tier 4 lists, so I could just bring the same ones.
You're ready and raring to go. And then April 23rd, I think, is going to be the next Baraboo event.
We did overshadow one small event coming up soon called the Depticon.
Yeah, whatever. I won.
We're so competitive nowadays.
I was gonna try to go to a Depticon, but I got shouldered with this massive 40K army that I'd had to paint before Adepticon came around. So that took all my time for painting, and I would only want to... I'd only want to go to Adepticon if I could play in the War Machine Weekend Qualifier, and I can't because I can't paint my stuff quick enough for it. And the only lists that I played competitively that I have painted are no longer a good pairing to play with.
Well, paint faster.
I try. I try really hard. I try so hard.
I don't think you try hard enough.
I got like 5 different projects I'm juggling
you could
right now.
Talk to Dan.
Why
Dan's
is Brian
got like
still
crazy
talking
amount
anyway?
Of,
amount of, look, we just lost a viewer. We went from 10 to 9 because they're bored.
Amanda, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
Tell us a story.
I don't have any stories to tell.
Did you run anyone over? When Casey was on, she killed someone. So
she told me about that. No, I was backtracking to the like creepy finding people. When I was younger and MySpace was still a thing, I had someone stalk me on MySpace.
Sorry.
I worked at the movie theater in the Dells and had my name on my name tag, and that's how they found me. So that stuff is terrifying.
First of all, that's not stalking, is it? Because that shouldn't count. I mean, if your name's on the name tag, that means it's open.
You shouldn't have to wear your name. I mean,
that's an like, open invitation.
Yeah, that's what I've always taken it as.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Everybody would have known your favorite movie was Stardust.
Everyone does know my favorite movie.
If you're wearing
a
name, that means after work, you can be followed to the car, get the license plate, and get followed home. That's not a normal. Yes.
If you didn't want to be my girlfriend, you wouldn't be wearing that name tag.
Yeah. Okay. Or in public, or out in the in my line of sight. I'm lonely.
That's not
to be
how
fair.
Those things work.
How many times did I go to the movies, and did you smile at me each of them? Because if so, you have to be my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it was at least four. Like, once you've smiled at me at least four times, obviously...
You are demanding. Just once for me.
I like to romance, okay. You know? One time, I assume that she didn't mean it, and I go home and flagellate myself because I am scum. And then the second time, I'm like, well, maybe my mom hired her. And then the third time, I'm like, I think this is real. I think this is real. And then the fourth time, I bring the duct tape, and then... We're married. That's okay. A standard process.
Mm-hmm. I fell. Yeah,
I've learned something. This is new news. I'm never going to smile again.
Too late. We're up to four.
It doesn't happen very often in our house, anyways.
No, perpetually cranky.
Before four, you also make sure you clean out your trunk.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Well, you got to have the trunk, the shovel, and the lie just in case she wants a divorce.
No, there is no divorce.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the alternative.
If she wants a divorce. Oh, okay. She doesn't get one. Oh, yeah. I'd like a divorce. You go, let me introduce you to Mr. Quang. Quang.
Well, I think what she says is, please let me out of your basement. And then you're like, okay, now it's too bad.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
This has gone too far.
Yeah, I can't tell where the line of sarcasm is. Some think you guys are being a little too serious.
I haven't seen Raylene in days.
we're joking. Hilarious comedy.
Waterboarding is the catalyst to Stockholm syndrome, I think.
Every joke has a little bit of truth.
Just got even more creepy.
The America's Team Championship Kickstarter is up to $6,460.
So we've made enough. I can cancel my pledge
if you'd like to. We've unlocked one stretch goal. We're $540 away from the next stretch goal. The unlocked one was the pair of customized pint glasses, because you need two pint glasses because it's a two person game and you don't want to be rude. And then the next one is the small, medium, and large Lithgow bases. And then if we get up to $8,000 by the end of it, that'll be custom zones.
Quick question. So this was brought up by a friend of ours who donated. It seems like the order of some of the actual stretch goals is kind of reversed in a sense, where I think it was like $50, or the pledge levels, that was. Like $50, I think it was for a challenge coin.
Yeah.
And then $100 was for a t-shirt.
Yep.
Seems like, wouldn't that be, unless you found a nice, just from my experience and trying to find challenge coins itself, they seem a little bit more difficult to produce than t-shirts, price-wise?
No.
We're just going to get quarters and duct tape a sticker to it.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
I found challenge coins for sub $10. I did not find t-shirts for sub $10. They're pretty much in order of how expensive they are for us to produce. Okay.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. It just seemed odd because when I was looking up challenge coins for Crippled System stuff, and they were at least the initial buy-in on them was pretty too hefty for me to front myself.
Yeah, maybe I missed an initial buy-in and I just looked at the price per coin, in which case I'm fucked. But hopefully...
No, I think from looking at coins, I think you're fine.
Yeah, like I looked... They had bulk rates and like for, 50 or less, they were,
I looked at getting coins for like six packs and stuff.
Yeah, they're not... Yeah. I think that I'm in the correct order.
Yeah.
Sure.
Indeed.
So do you guys know when you'll be able to get out the... estimated actual price for teams?
Pretty much. So let's see. This ends by the end of March.
Okay.
Because this is 9 days. The Kickstarter will be over, so that's March, 21st-ish?
And then between...
22nd, so then another week to crunch some numbers. I should have a decent final price by the end of March, I would think.
My team has not been submitted yet because I'm lazy.
It's fair enough.
I have
I gave you the money.
Everyone's paid me. I'm out.
I think we're still stuck on a name.
We have a name.
We do? Okay, well, this is unbeknownst to me.
I can't secret.
How do you spell that?
It's a lot of A's.
Is that a Fermian reference?
It was not.
God, I love that audio track on that movie.
Oh, man.
So Topic number one.
I want to say my piece on something before we move on.
If it's Guild Ball?
Nope, it's not Guild Ball.
Good, because that's where we're done.
Call them mouth-breathing neckbeards. That went really well for Malifaux.
Who actually? Right, they know. We should take bets now. Who is Brian going to insult? And who?
I'm going to insult
Brian's insult corner.
Everyone in this room.
That'd be fine, but you somehow insult communities. That somehow randomly you could.
I wouldn't start. I wouldn't put any money down on it for this episode, but maybe. Who knows?
You'll do it.
Yeah, to start a fight?
No, not a fight so much. I wanted to offer a different opinion on the insider that happened for Privateer Press. Or the Privateer Press's insider about like new people and letting them do what they want instead of telling them what's what's competitive or what's not. It sounded like the general opinion was that let the butterflies fly and let them do their thing.
My caveat was let the butterflies fly and do their thing. You let them do what they want, but if they want is to be competitive, you need to be willing to guide them so that they don't think that they can be, I like Manowars and I want to win. They have to pick one.
And my stance was burn them alive and see if they can survive.
It's not so much jerking with you, but like,
better not.
Fight with me? Oh, yeah, I'm going to fight with you. I think that, there, to a point, you definitely. I'm fine with people making their purchases and doing their thing, but like one of the experiences I had in Baraboo was one of our players. I need a weapon. Yeah, you can have the empty one.
No, I'll empty it.
I'll empty it.
I know how these go, but
you don't need six of them.
Six of them. That's how this is. This I am. Four beers away from insulting someone, and I need to get to the bottom of it to do it. At the bottom of this bottle is some game. I think it might say Infinity Players or shit.
Drink it first.
Historically, we had one player who was like, I'm ready to start playing War Machine, and for my first list, I want to play the Old Witch, Tier 4, with 2 units of Kossite Woodsmen. Like, it's fine to encourage them to use some of those models if they like them, but like he was in for a week and could not win one fucking game to save his life and just quit. Like never got close. Always was just just blown off the table. I think at some point you come in and you say, let's try and figure out what the synergies are here and guide them to a list that they might actually like that utilizes what they're looking for better. Like, you can't just let Free Willy fly because he might get eaten by a shark.
Well, that's kind of where I was saying, though, too, is if they're looking to be competitive or something like that, you gotta... you don't force your knowledge onto other people. You let them come to you.
Oh, I'm not
if they're saying if they're saying, you know, hey, I want to play and I want to build a competitive list, then yeah, then you work together. But you don't come in... You don't go next to that person's table. It's like, what the fuck are you doing playing Old Witch with those? That's where I think the article really... Tried not to avoid that conversation.
See, when I read the article, it kind of more sounded like, please don't tell people to not buy our shitty models because we need to sell them.
Well, obviously, they have that reason to put this out. I mean, let's not pretend that isn't a second motivation for the article. But you have to kind of ignore that and look at the validity of the article on its face, pretending that's not there to have a rational discussion, because that's going to taint any insider that comes out. Literally every insider they make is going to be tainted by the fact that it's being made to sell more of their models.
Yeah,
I mean that's just a fact. But you have to look on its face. Yeah, they actually they're a for-profit company.
What?
They're not your friends. No, but I mean, like I said, I think that boils down to like if he had been happy losing because he just loves Kossites and Old Witch, then he's fine and you don't need to tell him. The problem is that he wasn't happy losing. And so part of it is knowing whether they just are having fun smearing their shit on the walls or if they actually want to be successful at the game. And don't stop them from doing the one they want
to
do.
There are players. I love I go to a tournament and there's like a newish player and he's like bringing out the dumbest Steam Force in the world. He's like, I love this shit. I'm like, I'm glad you love it because steamroller next round.
Yeah. But if he goes 0-4 and he loves it because, man, does he just like playing with Proteus because he thinks the model's cool? Good for him. Yeah. But it's if he's, like you said, like if he's going to burn out in a week, something needs to be done for his benefit. At that point, it's an intervention. It's not you just saying you're stupid and wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. More. I guess I was going more down that intervention type path. I'm not gonna cut every new player off at the path and say, okay, well, instead of buying the shitty battle box, you want Chromac 2 and 3 Stalkers. Go.
Right.
So I guess it just maybe I was just trying to listen to what John was saying.
But it's just knowing when the input's wanted and needed. That's you know, that was my main point. Is you just have to be able to tell if someone's a fluff bunny and they're cool losing and they're like, I'm going to do nothing but Searforge. Good for you, mate.
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. But once they're like, I just can't fucking win, you need to say, all right, well, here's your problem. Stop playing Searforge. Let's go talk about some other stuff.
I do have problems with people who come to me with lists where they're like, this is what I want to play. And I want to play it and win with it, but I don't want to change it at all. So stop telling me what to put in it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, Brian, stop telling me what to play in my lists.
You just learn Gaspy 2 and P. Denny, and everything will be fine.
Fuck you, Venithrax, man. Oh, I played that list on Wednesday. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Did you see my picture on Facebook?
I did. I saw it. Well, you were playing against
Mad Dogs.
Against Brian 3, so. Yeah. I don't know if I trust that guy.
Yeah, but which I think he was Brian playing
Culp. He's the Milwaukee.
He's one of the cultists.
Is Celeste's
person.
Why are there so many
He's like the... Anyway, when someone like that plays Doom Reavers, you're playing like the lesser version Doom Reavers.
So true. That's why I told Jordan I wouldn't play against him. Yeah. But I mean, we talked about like me and Keith and a couple other... Like Dan and whatever. We're talking about it and like... I think most Doom Reaver players would have played the list kind of the way he played it. Because... Doom Reavers only work, that list only works because 30 Doom Reavers die and then there's still 20 more that get to your army.
Correct.
And that only works if they just shove them at you and go ahead and kill 30 of them, whatever. And so I killed 30 Doom Reavers on my feet turn, and normally he's okay with that because the other 20 smash into your army, but because of Venithrax's feet, they weren't able to smash in because there's a wall of clouds.
That's so, damage, right?
Or no? Yeah, auto point. If you enter him, you just take a point. So it's a total time walk. I get an entire free turn, and then I smash into him with an alpha strike against his second line, and it's amazing. So the issue is like then if Mad Dogs is playing against me, they have to not swarm me, which means I can just sit out of his threat range because my Nis and my Bane Knights out-threat Doom Reavers, and eventually either he waddles into my threat range and I murder him, or he doesn't and I win on scenario. So, yes, he's unfamiliar with that list, but I'm not sure how much different a player could have played it.
True.
But like I said, I called Jordan out. I asked him if he'd play it against me so I could see what it's like in a more experienced hand. But it felt really fucking good killing 30 Doom Reavers than him not having a next turn.
Well, if Kador can win the Intermountain Cup, I think Venithrax can be a top contender.
He did manage to assassinate me, which was good because it taught me the one thing I did wrong that left the assassination
Jordan
open.
Has been experimenting. He has a new victory list with Strakov that he played against me yesterday and blew my army up.
Nice.
He's trying to find alternate lists to shut people up. And he's building lists so that when he goes to tournament, if people have anti-Doom Reaver lists there, his list is designed to fight anti-Doom Reaver lists.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I think Madison's getting, well, maybe not getting to, but at least in my opinion, when I go to Madison, I know that I need to have a list that deals with a lot of pikemen or a lot of Doom Reavers. Like, in my pair, that has to exist because of Jordan.
Yes, if you want a chance at a turn of Madison, you have to have that. If you don't, you automatically are not going to qualify.
Yeah. Jordan's generally going to stomp the first couple rounds, and that means later on in the tournament, if you're going to end up going on to the final rounds, you have to pretty much face Jordan in there.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a ridiculous list, and he does play it well.
So. Yeah, that's why you know. Yeah.
His belief is he doesn't feel in Kador he can do as long as if he thinks someone's going to bring Gatsby 2, he's always going to bring Doom Reavers. He feels that there's nothing else in his faction that can handle Gatsby 2. That's the only reason he brings. Because Jordan doesn't handle people well, and nothing bothers Jordan more than lose to like a subpar player who's playing Krix and lose because it's Gatsby 2. Because a bad Gatsby 2 player can still beat a good player because it's Gatsby 2. And nothing puts Jordan on tilt for a very long time than losing to someone he feels is a crappy player because they played a you know, something like that. So he just solves the problem.
Yeah. As long as he lost at least one night of sleep over me trouncing him with EE, I'm okay with that.
Well, he better change soon because Venithrax beats Claws of the Dragon and Mad Dogs.
Yeah,
so
neither of those lists competes against a bunch of AoEs.
Which is
and
pretty cool.
Corrosion Clouds.
Yeah, 5-inch auto kill clouds against infantry.
His victory list is annoying because he has he puts center in a thing, so he's shooting like multiple 5-inch pie plates of fire constantly at you, and he has Risen just in front of the thing, blocking its line of sight. So he's gonna get like, you're gonna take probably 4 to 5 shots of 5-inch pie plates just dumping on your army before you could even try to engage a damn thing. And if he just holds his own army, stays back, or just gets close enough to the zone, it can, you know, keep in the zone, but basically he's just behind the whole wall of Risen.
I'd have to see what the victory list is like.
If I would have beat him, and I did get his caster down to 1 hit point. If I would have beaten him, he would have thrown the list away. Like his other mean victory list is really good, but he lost a game, so he thinks it's trash.
I wonder if he could, if it could be positioned so that those pie plates accidentally kill one Bane Knight, and then I explode as victor. Because if he kills one Bane Knight, the victor dies.
Potentially, but there's so many Risen between that happening anyway. You'd have to go into
the Nyss will clear up a charge
lane. And Nyss or even the bloats will.
Nyss, bloats, Tartarus, charge, kill a bunch of Risen.
The other problem is he has the Widowmakers and Kalia's that whole Merc.
Oh,
block,
sure, so yeah, yeah.
Those usually just
they just snipe
the
shit
fuck
off
out of
seven those sniper things. Shots will get
those
you.
Bane. So yeah, I mean he will. Yeah. You'll not like that. It's annoying.
Yep. My victors will have to alpha the or my. Bane's would have to alpha the victor, otherwise
it'd be
terrible.
But, you know, it's nice to see him play other things more than anything.
Yeah, I don't... If I see him play something that isn't Mad Dogs or Claws of the Dragon, I will just masturbate right there in happiness.
Well, maybe I won't tell him that.
Good, because I beat those lists with Venithrax. This is his choice. Either watch me masturbate or lose to Venithrax.
Hmm.
That's a tough choice.
that's a difficult choice. Does our audience have anything to say about that?
It's not very large. No. It's average-ish.
Would it make me feel better if I watched? Because I'd be like, at least I'm not that guy.
Do we have another? Hi, Jeff. We're podcasting. Hi, nice. There you go. That was guest appearance by Jeff.
So, did we want to go in great detail about the entire plot of 10 Cloverfield Lane?
No.
So, three of us have seen the movie.
You can't.
I enjoyed the movie. It starts out...
That's the one
Bradley Cooper has the biggest role in the movie.
That's the one with John Candy, right?
Yes.
He's in that.
Just stop.
And Bradley Cooper.
I have one question. Is it worth seeing in IMAX?
I
don't think almost any movies were seen in IMAX.
It is not a visual spectacle in general.
Thank you.
It is an intimate psychological thriller.
That's what I when like John Goodman doesn't need an IMAX screen
when you
to
see
make
it,
him look well.
There are some sequences that will be neat to see in IMAX, but I don't think
his
film...
His belly's pretty amazing in IMAX.
Just the 3D John Goodman butt.
if you want that shot of John Goodman in front of the jukebox,
how much of a five-foot
version of that up on the screen?
It's
behind
that's
the fine.
Scenes of Roseanne.
What's that called? The perennium? Perennium?
Yeah, like, the perennium where you got the gooch, I guess, is what the kids call
that's
it
what
these days.
That's not the right one I'm thinking of. No, panaculus.
Okay.
The panaculus is when your gut sags down like below.
You mean a fupa?
No, because that's not a woman. Let me see the actual definition of a panaculus. I'll be
right there. I always called it a front butt, depending on how you wore your pants.
I feel like this is a terrible idea.
What are you? You look it up.
You
the gut.
Gut in your pants. That's how I know I'm not as fat as I really could be. Because I know if I ever have to like get a size of pants where I have to like stretch them out and put my gut inside my pants.
Well, that's
I
bad.
Need to start exercising a lot more. But until then, MGD all day.
Yeah, if your waist...
Everyone has a different cutoff line. It's important to know.
If I have to get a front butt, I'm done. That's it. Like, I need to lose weight if I have to... The front
you
butt.
Can always get overalls.
Overalls and front butt are a little weird, but I...
You can get overalls. You just look for the ones on the side of the Fleet Farm. On the wall in the background. In the back. Yeah.
Don't Google image search paniculus.
Obviously, you don't want to Google search that.
This is the safest one. But see, like, when you got a real droopy belly and it goes over your pants, that area, that's the paniculus.
That's a front butt because you see her waistline would actually put that fupa in her pants.
Yeah, the fupa or the gunt is the other term I've heard. but no, yeah, the perineum is the taint. I mean, that's just another term for the taint.
I've pierced many of those. It's been a very interesting experience every time.
Is your phone safe now?
Yes, my phone is safe now.
All right. It's very terrifying over here.
BBWs for life.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So the first scene of the movie, let's just talk about the ending in depth.
Oh, no. Please don't.
What? Speaking of movies, me and Amanda sacrificed an hour and a half of our life to the Ridiculous Six.
No.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Yeah, we paint-trained that.
Did you not watch the paint-train of
that? No, I was like, you guys watched it, but I guess we should just get the experience without watching it. This is the worst piece
of shit.
You
weren't one of the 70 people who watched it?
No.
I guess
we were not here for that.
I also watched Pixels, which is just like it.
Oh my God. Why? Why?
And I saw, like, if you watch,
it was on TV, and I was too curious. Like, I need to watch Pixels. Like, I need to know.
That's I
you knew. You didn't need to.
Hey, that was, you know what? Here's a spoiler. It was not a good movie. But I will say this about Pixels. I laughed a couple times. I got a couple chuckles. And I was like, oh, that's amusing. And then, but I was at home. I paid nothing. I was doing other things while it was on.
Did you laugh when the aliens, like, dropped a Tetris block and it wiped out a section of the building and then top of the building fell down? Because that's stolen from something else.
It's still funny.
Well, that's what it was based off of.
Yeah, I mean, the movie is actually based directly off from the short film. Like, none of the new material was good.
Well, the I'm sure. I mean, there's a ton of awful things about it. But
the next one up is The Cobbler.
You're gonna
We should watch that together. If you're gonna watch it, we should watch it. Have you seen The Cobbler?
I'm gonna say yes, so you don't need to.
Here's a dying actor in a dying profession in a shit movie.
So, okay, out of the Ridiculous Six, did you laugh at least a couple times?
There was maybe once or twice.
The donkey spraying feces. You laughed at that.
It got a chuckle once.
No, I looked at Brian when that happened, and I was just like, really?
That almost made us shut it off. I think the weird one was like the retarded mountain man who was humming the Star Spangled Banner while he killed John Lovitz.
See, I haven't seen it. That sounds funny.
What'd you think of Mark Twain?
Mark Twain was legit. Like,
do you know who that is?
Yeah, it's
Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice.
It was Vanilla Ice.
For real?
That was Vanilla Ice.
Well,
the best thing about that movie was Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain.
I'm good with that.
That's the world we live in.
He was the best part of that movie.
Yes,
hands down.
Did you like the 15 minute scenario of John Turturro teaching everybody how to play baseball?
That was a necessary scene for the plot.
I did like that, where he like changed the rules as he was getting the shit beat out of him. That
to benefit himself. Yeah.
And there were a few parts that were, they're not comedy gold, but like the thing is if you like get exposed to enough horse shit in a film, like people poop is going to smell okay.
What?
I guess so.
So more about Cloverfield. So what?
I will hurt you.
Everyone's at a party. Everyone's at a party.
Oh, we're talking about the first one. Okay.
I like the original one.
I did enjoy the original one.
I saw it in the theater a couple times.
I did as well.
I
worked at a movie theater and I got to watch movies for free.
You were smiling. I know. Foolish person.
Too much smiling.
I like the theme song. Roar is a good song.
We should all have.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. The theme song it plays during the credits, but it's called Roar, and I really like it. I think it's a well orchestrated piece of music. True story.
We should all get name tags.
I'll get a name tag.
I have a name tag.
I finally have a job where I don't have to wear a name tag.
I have a desk
tag.
Plate.
You know, that's the interesting. I always talk to Amanda about this every once in a while when it comes up. But, like, we at work, we have to scan a card to get into the building. Mm-hmm. And several times to get in the building. But I always refer to it as my name tag. And you can tell what kind of jobs I had growing up. But somebody who hasn't had those kind of jobs always looks at it as a security badge. But I always frame it as a name tag. It has my name on it, and I use it at work. I have to wear it at all the time. So it's just an interesting socioeconomic tidbit for you.
Was it interesting?
It was very interesting. Infinity sucks. Alchemical goggles are shit.
That was a good story. What's next?
Wow.
Alchemical goggles are awesome. I love
that they look
ignore
regular
clouds.
Goggles, too. I might be stealing somebody's thunder. I think I heard somebody bitching about how, like, Infinity's like gear options are a lot like 40K, but there's no way to tell whether a model has that or not, so there's just like a ton of gotchas happening in the game.
I'm talking about alchemical goggles and War Machine. They're very
good. Oh yeah, those are legit. They're pretty good in Guild Ball too.
Infinity, you don't tell your opponent what you're wearing for gear. Is it secret?
I don't think it's secret so much as like people just don't pay attention to it, and maybe that's the problem. But I don't know. I just can't whatever.
Infinity when I played Warhammer Fantasy, scratch
the itch that I have for a game that I don't care about.
Back in the day, Warhammer Fantasy, you'd pick and select items, and I'd play against some people in events, and some people were like always really like, I can't tell you what's on my general, it's a secret. I'm like, it's not, it's your list build. But it was always a weird, certain people would be very, very sensitive about what their guy had. They wanted to surprise you with a gotcha right in the middle of the battle.
Well, and then like, you know, my wargaming career started with 40K, so like, it was supposed to be, you know, what's on the model is what it has.
Yeah.
And then you'd get a bunch of these people that come in and be like, well, it's on my list that I have this, but I got this model that has like, it'd be like a Thunderhammer Storm Shield Terminator, and he's got like a Power Fist and a Bolter, and you're like, well, that was fun. I don't know. It just kind of made me relive the days of how much I hated playing 40K.
I hate how those lists seem to appear out of thin air, too. Like, oh, this model moves in, and he's got this and this and this. And like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just seems like they all seem to be appropriate for the exact moment.
Exactly. When every single model against a shitbag player is a MacGyver. I had this piece of bubble gum and some dental floss and a paperclip, and now I have a flamer.
Kaboom. Suck it.
Yep.
Trebek. So I have a scoring story. It's very short.
Yay.
Well, because it's short. Yay.
I thought that was unrelated to scoring. I thought you were saying two things.
No.
One, I have a scoring story. And two, it's very short.
That's also true, but not relevant. As I've played a lot of Xerxes 2 lately, like 10 plus games in the last like 3 weeks, I've noticed that I now hate the Gladiator, because Xerxes 2 has mobility, which gives all your beasts +2 in Pathfinder. Mm-hmm. So when I make all of my lists for them, I don't put a Gladiator in because normally you want rush for the +2 in the mm-hmm. Pathfinder. Sometimes it's more for the Pathfinder than the +2, to be honest. But I've been making, and after I played them for like, you know, 3 weeks straight, and now I've been building other caster lists to try to just cycle through my factions. I'm like, God damn it, fucking glad. That's like I had this like 8-point tax on every single list where I want to use like a heavy. It's like I could take Karn, and I've even back when I play a lot, like every time you take Karn and you don't have a Gladiator, you lose because there's a wall. Like you can't charge over a wall because you don't have Pathfinder.
Right.
So it's like but you don't need it. Like, well, will there be a wall on the table? Probably. Then I lose.
Wall or random forest. Bit of terrain.
Yeah. Just the littlest thing. Wreck marker. Yeah. So playing Xerxes has completely spoiled me into not needing a Gladiator. Now my brain is broke trying to figure out other lists.
Yeah, that's like with trolls. I mean, every list has 11-point tax, right? I mean, you have the stone and the axer, if you're melee-centric.
Well, at least your rush is a light. My rush is...
Yeah, my rush is a light with Thresher, so that's cool. But like, yeah, I feel for Scorn players when they feel like they have to, when they feel like their army has an 8-point tax for Pathfinder.
Yeah. Now, luckily, there's a lot of things you can do in Scorn now. Is you can take double range bugs. You don't really care. They're not going to walk too much, and then you have So there are enough list variants where you can kind of ignore it.
Don't the bugs have Pathfinder?
They do, but they're mean. But
so, speed three,
three.
So I know.
It's like they're always marching.
If you're taking the range ones, you're not walking very much anyway. If you take the soldiers, you're gonna want rush or a caster that has some kind of plus to it. Like Morgul 1 would be fine because he gets a +2, but being speed 3 with absolutely nothing to bump it up is sad.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now.
That is. That's my story.
Yeah. Amanda's feeling real good about the Iron Company group.
No. I am not feeling really good.
Oh my god. I played a game of that against the minions one, and I'm like, wow, my list is terrible. I'm playing 3 points down.
Let's stop and start from the beginning where it tells you get 3 servitors of X variety.
Three eliminators and three reflux. Yeah.
So me in my head, who knows that I get on the card, I get 3 servitors, 1 servitor solo for 2 points. So I'm like, sweet, I have 9
Oh, no, no.
And then I come and I have everything out on the table and I'm throwing my water everywhere. I am so angry about this.
You could have just fried Andy's soundboard.
Have you told Travis?
I did tell Travis multiple times. Travis does agree and disagree with me at the same time.
So he's a Vulcan. He can't sway to one side or the other.
When I started messaging him this while Amanda was at the peak of anger, he was just like, she's wrong.
I am not wrong.
She said you get 3 servitors.
You don't say 3 servitors because when you buy 1 servitor, it's like the servitor unit.
They're not a unit. You get three of the solos for 2 points.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, you can suck it.
No.
I want to.
No.
okay.
And then I played against Kator.
And it just shot you off the
table. That was her first game. It was against Kator.
It's the first game that I've played in months. And I played with Legion Cyrus pod of
Retribution gets a medium jack.
What?
A medium jack. Retribution gets a fucking war jack. The
Cyrus one is, it looks really good.
It's terrible.
Until you play it against anything else.
And it's terrible.
The Scorn one, first of all, the Void Spirits. If Void Spirits everything.
Had terror, the Scorn one would be then the best one.
You're like, okay, I have Incorporeal. That's actually kind of cool in small games. Every scenario says use Incorporeal.
Yeah.
But every scenario says use a ton of terrain. So now the things that normally are immune to terrain not only lose Incorporeal, now they lose Pathfinder. So now they're even shittier. Yeah,
they're a 1 point model worth shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's. Such an obnoxious. I played one game of it. I'm like, I'm never doing that again the rest of my life.
If somebody else shows up to the league with convergence models, I'll play a game for every game they play to get my $5 pin.
I was complaining about the troll one a little bit, but then I really didn't. After I used it, I was like, this is fine. My pygmies have all true sight and they're 14 inch range, so. I'll just move CRA and shoot him from downtown.
I haven't even tried out the Crix one yet. I need to play at least one game of that.
The Crix one seemed like it was really interesting. It was fun.
The Black Ogryn.
It was fun watching the Black Ogryn pull in one of the Beast Mistress Shredders and just fuck the ass. That was a good time.
Yeah, because is it a max unit of Ogryn or min unit?
I think it's a max unit of Ogryn.
Yeah. Fucking A, that's a lot of hit points because everybody else just like bring five little shitty solos.
And you're dealing with with the Satixis in there too.
Yeah.
And do they have Warwitch?
Meanwhile, the Convergence one.
They get the Hag, the Black Ogryn, and I think they get the Captain.
I'm going to go ahead and say that if Cyrus got the amount of servitors that I think Cyrus is supposed to have, they would stand a chance.
Maybe, yeah, because as it is the lowest point value platoon.
12 points.
Yeah, 12, I think is the lowest. At least so far, everyone I've played against with it, they had more points. And not only does it start lowest, but a portion of the platoon just kills itself.
Yep. So there go three models right away.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's it.
I have a whole bunch of Rat 5, Mat 5 garbage, and then one decent model.
Yep. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. That's Meanwhile. Why I think I should have 18 servitors.
But when you get an upgrade, your Rat 5 models...
I have to get that upgrade.
When you get an upgrade... But here's what you have to look forward to, Amanda. The upgrade makes it so that when one of your Rat 5 guys hits something, the rest of your Rat 5 guys can shoot through it.
Oh, great.
And
super excited.
Go solo hunting, Rat 5, bitches.
Yep. I just vomit a little bit every time I see Kator's fourth upgrade.
Retribution, their fourth upgrade is their warjack gets three focus every turn.
Yeah, that I will say at the pinnacle is Kator, Retribution, and possibly Legion. Those are probably the ones that are the best of this Iron Company thing.
Well, and the Kator one makes Brian sad, I'm sure, because the Kator one, their very first upgrade is their entire platoon gets fearless.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's got abominations in his platoon that give flank to the rest of his platoon.
It's pretty amazing.
Get close to me! And then it just rips his face open like Large Marge and they run. I'm glad I had flank.
Meanwhile, you look like the lady from Beetlejuice.
Large Marge is basically almost that same way.
The lady from Beetlejuice is a little bit more cartoony looking.
I know Gina Davis is Large Marge. I mean, Gina Davis is not that attractive. That's kind of pushing it there a little bit.
Gina Davis is all right. Winona Ryder took the win for that movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to say that she was less attractive.
That's what I was implying with Gina Davis.
When you like stretch your mouth open and have your eyes on your tongue, no one can really take you seriously.
But, well, never mind. I was thinking of advantages that layout might have.
I still am.
Is that the one way you could get a lady to gag on you? Because you can settle your whole butt?
Yeah, like Large Marge from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I don't remember really seeing that. No.
How do you not remember Large Marge? Tell him Large Marge sent you.
I try to wipe a lot of Paul Reubens out of my head.
No! What? Speaking of Paul Reubens, there's a new Pee Wee coming out soon.
I know, I'm excited because everything's Pee Wee. And I'm less excited about that.
What? Winona Ryder's back in it, though.
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Michael Keaton coming back for that.
I love Michael Keaton. Man, was it so sad watching him put his speech away.
I've watched that video after you mentioned
it. That is, yeah, and isn't it the saddest goddamn thing? Yeah. Last year's Oscars, they announced Best Actor, and it's whatever, and then they pan across the audience while he's standing up, and you just see Michael Keaton putting a speech away in his pocket, and it's just like, oh, so Michael Keaton.
That, I still don't think I like that movie, but he was amazing in it.
Yeah, if he everything about that movie was amazing, and I don't like it.
Yeah, the summer, it is, it's pretty special.
If he would have put the speech away and pulled out a piece of pizza from his wallet, I think it would have been better. He would have just been like, somebody would have been like, no, never mind. Michael Keaton wins this one.
He speaking, pulled out of or if he'd shot himself in the face. Spoilers.
Speaking of goddamn movies that need to have a sequel.
Cloverfield?
Multiplicity needs a sequel.
But just have it be them making pizza and nothing happens?
Yeah, just all the characters again.
So it needs to be a series like The Office.
Yes.
It'd
be like Four Guys Pizza has a chain now. And there's just drooling idiots at each one of them that can barely stand on their own. Because
they're just copies of copies of copies. Yes. Oh, my God.
They're like happy savants.
A whole series of just number four would be so good.
Him nailing the galoshes to the 2x4s. That must have been so fun.
That movie is so good.
All right, it almost reminds me of the part at the ending of 10 Cloverfield Lane when...
It's...
That's when she touches his Pepe.
She touched my Pepe, Dave.
Zappity? We have Zappity Rumbles.
We have Zappity Rumbles. I was just looking at my Cricks.
Z to the G.
Here. Z to the G to G.
One maximum unit of Black Ogryn. I didn't know they were blood witches. I thought it was actually...
Yeah, no, they're blood witches, but they can't go incorporeal, which is kind of whatever, but...
Kind of hag. Oh, I thought there was...
They can't go incorporeal?
No, because you can't have incorporeal.
Well, it says models lose incorporeal. Does it say cannot gain it?
But if you gain it, don't you lose it after you gain it?
No, because there's a difference between losing it and not being able to gain it. That's why Baldur 1's feat specifically says lose Pathfinder, cannot gain Pathfinder. No. Like, well, if it's just lose incorporeal, they just don't have it on their card anymore. Nothing says you can't then add it.
Okay, Crix players, dominate. No, I don't disagree with you.
I think I'm right, aren't I? Incorporeal.
Probably.
Travis, are you watching? Tell me I'm right.
He's wrong. He's always wrong.
Now, Travis would give it to you straight. I don't think he would side with PP on a failure to state the rules clearly.
He's not watching. God damn it,
Travis.
He
got bored. He left.
That's true.
I don't think he was here.
He's busy building 170 models that he'll never get finished.
Fair.
I almost rival that as well for my amount of models, but not as much as Travis.
Zappity.
You know, I had him up for a while there, and then everyone else.
Grumble.
All right. Are any of you interested in seeing the Seven Seas RPG Kickstarter?
Nope.
And how about the dice-free Dune-esque board game they're going to make?
Nope.
I have
no idea.
They're making a Dune role-playing game.
What? Dune what?
Dune-esque.
Role-playing game.
So it's going to be like Dune?
There's a dice-free Dune-esque board game they're going to make.
Board game or role-playing game?
Board game.
Well, Dune already is dice-free.
Yeah, but there's a dice-free Dune-esque board game.
Oh, okay. Dune-esque. So it's Imperium Rex.
It's the Kmart version.
Oh, my fucking Zappity.
So it's Rex?
Zappity.
Grumball. All
right, is there a prototype of the Pint class for the Kickstarter that we could see, and how much will they be to add on to a pledge?
It'll be shaped as an MGD bottle.
No.
So I don't...
Probably have enough to use.
We can melt this down. Like, that's all we really need to do.
What?
Save money. Melt this glass down and reshape it, right? That's what you do with it.
No, you just take a glass cutter instead of where people chop off the top part of it, chop off the bottom part. So you have, like, just the bottom part as a shot glass.
Yeah, just the bottom part, and then we glue enough together to make a pint. This works.
Just use some hot glue.
I saved you money right now.
Thank you. That's your prototype. So this, with this, like, duct tape to the side... And then you just drink out of both spigots at the same time. No, so the problem, I don't have prototypes for any of this shit because we don't have the logo yet because the artist is backlogged. But you can see, I mean, he did the Wisconsin Warjack logo that we had for the six-pack that's up on the Kickstarter. And there's a link to his portfolio. That's what I'm looking for on the Kickstarter as well. I mean, it's fucking amazing. The design is going to be... depending on how free and easy he gets with it, but the original concept was the Western Hemisphere, like in a gear with a Thunderbird, like perched on it or grasping it, because the Thunderbird is it's kind of like he did the Scottish one and he had the European dragon.
You know Hank?
I do not know Hank. thanks for asking, though.
Well, it said but the Hank Thunderbird. Hoffman. I was just trying to help. I mean, you spelled Hoffman wrong.
Continue well, there you go. Okay. Somebody's looking for Hank Hoffman. If you know where Hank Hoffman is, this guy's looking for him. Anyway, we wanted a mythological creature that was the Americas based, and the Thunderbird is Native American, and then also the Nazca lines. Is that how it's pronounced? Those well, giant shapes in South America
it's
have Thunderbirds on them as well. So,
Incan and Aztec. And,
so that's Aztecan. What the logo is going to be ish, is a
Tekken
Thunderbird.
And Princess Nausicaa.
Nausicaa Valley of the Wind. Ah, oh, that movie's so good.
Oh.
Come on,
it's
Studio Ghibli.
It's the only Miyazaki film that I don't like.
To be fair, though, I haven't seen it in 30 years, but it was my introduction to Miyazaki / anime because I just remember when I was like 5 seeing it like on UHF TV before cable existed. And I just, for like a decade, I'm like, I saw something with giant pill bugs and I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then I finally found out what it was. Point is, no, sorry. I also wasn't planning on doing separate add-ons for separate prices just because it was complicated. But what I think we might do is the stuff for the Kickstarter is going to be once one of a kind, and it's probably going to say, you know, backer or founding member or something to make them unique. But I imagine that we will sell swag later that will be similar, but just not have the backer tag on it, and then that'll be individually purchasable.
I agree with Nick that we should it should be a jackalope.
Maybe the Thunder. Okay, we'll just scrap the Thunderbird thing and just
take off Thunderbird. Yeah, jackalope. Yeah.
Well, you could make a weird like chimera type thing.
This is why I never tell ideas before people see this thing, because then they tell you their ideas and you're like, but we already submitted it.
Yes.
So shut up, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but non-Euclidean.
All right, Zappity.
But I guarantee the logo will be amazing because Florian, it's fucking amazing.
Florian is a baller.
Is baller.
Yep. Zappity.
Grumble.
All right. Is The Division better or worse than Destiny?
I haven't played it because I refuse to play a game that I can't start because someone is doing jumping jacks in the doorway.
That happened for what, a day, and that no longer is a problem?
Doesn't matter. I'm not going to play it.
But you don't have to play a game you can't start because someone's doing jumping jacks.
If you started it today, you could do it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play it.
It's not Destiny.
It's not Destiny. I also haven't played Destiny in a while. So
why not? Play Destiny. You paid $1,000 for it with every expansion. You should play it. I have played a lot of The Division, and I don't have an opinion on it because I haven't seen the endgame stuff. Because both those games, leveling was fun in both games. I mean, I'm enjoying the grind to the max level, but really it's all about what you can do at the max level. Because I got the Destiny max level. I'm having fun. Oh, max level. Bored. And then left. I mean, now they've added $180 of expansions, and now it's tolerable.
Still very wrong about the price point, but keep going.
Yeah,
but your statement about The Division is wrong also.
Yes, it is now. Keep going.
Yes. But doesn't that mean, if your objection...
Okay, but I'm also not going to buy it because I don't want to play it.
That's fine, but you said you won't play a game where you...
Yes, I won't play a game where I can't play
a game. But
that's
unrelated to The Division.
It's unrelated now.
Right,
it
which
was
is
like
all that matters.
Not a few days ago.
Were you
ago.
There in the
but
first
we
few days
a few
of
days
Destiny
ago.
Scene? The,
and, Doesn't
you,
matter. Time
you,
is
you,
irrelevant.
You waited how long for Destiny? You played Destiny, what, 6 months after it came out? You didn't play Destiny at launch day, right? You played it down the road?
I played Destiny from launch day. I have the original PS4, the Destiny exclusive
PS4.
So do
I.
PS4.
I actually have the white one.
Both of them.
But you still had people doing
almost... Oh, my God. You're having a dick measuring contest with a woman. It's confusing.
I was curious when she started Destiny.
Contest. I'm just going to say it.
Yep.
I'm...
So you had basically somebody doing the exact same thing to you in Destiny. With somebody walking into a doorway. So in Destiny, somebody could walk over to your loot cave and just stand there and nothing would spawn.
Oh, yeah. But that was... The loot cave wasn't a real, like...
The loot cave was
the
a
loot
glitch,
cave was
wasn't
no, it?
It
was not pertinent to continuing your gameplay.
It
loot
was if you wanted
was,
to,
if you wanted gear at the
time. If you wanted gear at the time.
If you wanted gear
was
fast.
The most important thing you could do to level up fast. It was the only efficient way
to
do anything.
No, it was the way to gain gear quickly because the RNG is awful in Destiny.
Yes.
But...
Just like everything else.
Having played both games, I can't say an answer yet because, like I said, ask me in a month if I'm still playing Destiny or if I'm still playing Division.
I've been busy playing Blade and Soul instead and Bravely Default again because the second one's coming out pretty soon.
Did you finish replaying Final Fantasy IX?
I never played Final Fantasy IX.
Oh,
once
it was 7?
Before.
Oh, did you finish then?
I did finish playing 7.
Why would you start 7 when there's a remake
I've
coming out?
I started 9 and I haven't finished 9 yet.
Why'd you start 7?
Yes.
But there's a remake coming soon. Why would you waste your time
on
it?
It already came out.
The remake's out?
Yeah.
Oh,
it come out?
It came out.
For 7?
For 7.
What?
7? No.
The HD remake.
The one that probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's supposed to come out much later.
I think it's 2017.
Oh, yeah. I thought you're talking about the fact that the original game became available on PlayStation Network. That's not the same as a remake.
No. Well,
they remade
it. It's a remake, not a remaster.
It's a re-release.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a remake.
Well, they...
Zappity!
That was a solid rectangle of sound.
Thank you, Brian.
It's like somebody went crazy on Microsoft Paint.
Sometimes I wonder when, like
that sound, that sound
just does not exist anymore. You're like, I'm gonna do this.
You mean like when he comes up and just starts slicing things up with a scissors?
Yes.
I was done with that conversation.
When
I want to
grab your dice and just puts them in his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? He's doing stuff to Velcro underneath a table for 5 hours.
Fine, I'll place my penis instead.
No.
It's not like we're going to see anything anyway.
You would.
Oh!
Whoa!
Whoa!
What?
What
are you saying?
All right, so...
Grumble. Well,
Destiny's terrible.
Hey, you know what sucks about fucking Broforce? I'll tell you this right now. PS4 Broforce that cuts out controller actions...
Like 5 seconds into it, yes.
4 seconds into the fucking fights.
I fucking hate that.
The final part of the board, you have to outrun an explosion? How fun is that when you're outrunning an explosion? You're like, I'm running, stop!
Yeah, that is unforgivable bad programming.
Yeah. Otherwise, the game is amazing.
So you spawn, and then 4 seconds later, all your controls cut out for like a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
And the game, like, you can't afford to have that happen. And so, and especially, like, there's always shit, like, 2 steps off of the spawn point. And so what you have to do then is you waste those first 4 seconds just waiting until your controller dies, because then you can actually play. And in later levels, that means you just die.
Yeah, it becomes unbearably difficult, especially when you're trying to outrun this gigantic explosion. But anyway, so that was my quick Broforce rant.
Yeah,
game is fucking ridiculously fun. I love the game more than anything else, but if it had those glitches fixed, it'd be so much better.
Yeah, Broforce has unfortunately 3 strikes you're outed to me.
Mm.
I think that some of the characters are terrible, and that control thing infuriated me. And there are several gameplay mandatory maneuvers that it does not teach in an intuitive way.
Is the only board that occurs in.
Then that's double stupid. To have something you only use once that's mandatory to use that you're never showed beforehand, and in the spot where they introduce it is a lethal spot, so if you fail, you have to restart the level, is terrible.
It's the only part, and it's only necessary if you want to get...
That's the only part where that is, but the same thing where they don't teach you a mechanic happened because there's these fucking tank dudes with, like, machine gun hands that are, like, bulletproof, and I was fighting these things for, like, 45 minutes trying to get past 2 of them. The first time you meet them, there's, like, 2 of them, and it's just head into a brick wall, and I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier because these things are fucking impossible to kill, and it turns out you just jump on their head and melee, and you just get inside of them and take them over.
Mm-hmm.
They never teach you that.
No, but
ever.
If they fall too far, they'll actually pop out, and there'll be like a little icon above it.
Yeah, but I mean, show me one that isn't manned.
They need to have,
you know, have like one that's already empty that I get in, and then later when I see them being piloted, I can figure out that I can get. You know, teach me the mechanic,
or just have an online manual included with your game. And that would be fun.
Did that really well.
How much did you pay for the game?
I paid nothing, which is fair, but it also means it cost me nothing to stop playing.
Yeah, no, I
just, you know, if 3 strikes you're outed, and so I've stopped playing.
Oh, it was one of the free games, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was fun, but those 3 things annoyed me enough that I was like, you know what? There's other games I downloaded for free.
Haven't the free games been pretty, like, garbage lately?
Yes, for, like, the last 3 or 4 months.
You didn't like Helldivers? Like... I thought that was kind of fun. I could see if I play that with friends online, because it's kind of like Diablo, but as a space marine.
I think the last one that I played...
There's a World War II one that came out.
I remember what it was called, but it was the one where it was, like, set up very much like Terraria, but you were building, like, soup factories. I don't... It was just...
Okay.
Zappity.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Nope. Okay. We're going to cut this short. We have one more thing here. We have announcements, and we have to get people out of here. People who think co-creators are to be nerfed are tactical Luddites who refuse to adapt, agree or disagree? I don't know.
Co-creators are pretty damn good. They should be FA1.
They're good, but they're not difficult to deal with. They have a low defense in a sense. Well, 13.
It's hard to say. I don't. I've only have we have people have we dealt with the double croc raider shenanigans?
We have not dealt
really,
with it yet.
I mean, people who play against it really don't. I don't think I'd have a problem with it in my lists, but.
Your big problems are going to be from Crix players. So they're used to everything being very naturally easy to wipe out as far as infantry is concerned. So when you have a unit that's immune to Bile Thralls and Mobius, they're going to pitch a fit about it. So I think Croak Raiders, if they were FA1, I'd be more like, I'd be happier
they're
about
immune
that.
Immune to corrosion?
Yeah.
They're completely immune to corrosion.
Mm-hmm. So that's their problem is like Ravagors and Bile Thralls, they're immune to that. So that's where a lot of the screams are coming from that say they need to be nerfed because my stuff that mulches infantry can't mulch them.
And they're just the massive range damage. I mean, a unit of Croak Raiders, like 80% kills a Colossal. Like they're crazy.
When you if a Lilith 2 player is like puts down Croak Raiders and think that that's okay, I think there might be a problem.
Yeah, well, because it turns on the fire
pin
of all their
It turns Pincushion up to a million. Like.
Croak Raiders. Legion with Croak Raiders is terrifying, yeah. Is what it really
Legion
is.
Legion and Scorn, I think, are the more egregious ones. Trolls is really close to it, but it'll be a while before we see that. I think that they should have been FA1, and that's my stance on it.
Maybe, and honest, FA1. Well, they do things like FA1 outside of minions.
Well, if Blindwater would give them the plus FA, then that's fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if they were one, but Blindwater made them two. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Zappity.
Unfortunately, it won't change that.
Nope. Yeah, no. Nope, it's too late, but
So recommendations?
Yep. I recommend 10 Cloverfield Lane. I liked it. John Goodman was incredibly good in it. I will not give any more details because somebody's got her panties up her vagina.
I will recommend 10 Cloverfield Lane as well.
John Goodman was so good in it.
He was really good.
What do you got? I recommend iZombie. I know Andy recommended it once, but I finished...
Are you current?
It's such an adorable show.
We finished the entire season. We're like, okay, so like my mom loves crime shows,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a lot of that in there too, but everything they did was so good. Like, even leading up to the Big Bang, where they tied up a lot of like weird ends, you're like, when are they actually going to address this problem? In that final episode they did, and it was really, really good.
Has anyone besides me watched current on season 2?
No,
I didn't know season 2. Like, Netflix is
how
what
can
I've
I
been
find
watching
it
through.
You would
so.
Watch it on CW.
Hulu or CW?
Speaking of Hulu.
Hulu.
Five seasons of Venture Brothers on Hulu. I did not know that.
All of them?
Seasons 1 through 5.
Oh,
all
nice.
First 5 seasons. So I'm going to get all caught up because 6 is the current one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get all caught up on Venture Brothers this week.
I also recommend Guild Ball. It's a good game.
Haha, suck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, so we're not going to get to your insult. Bear drink fast.
I know, I got to work on it.
You just chug it right now. We'll give you 1 minute.
No, I said at the bottom of this bottle was the answer.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw
that's
that.
Why I told him to drink it first.
Well, hurry up.
Manda?
I don't really have one.
You do?
I pre-ordered No Man's Sky, the limited edition for PS4.
Exciting.
You should play it.
I think I've seen a trailer for it.
No Man's Sky looks super exciting.
Looking.
It's like that other one that's never going to exist, except it's going to exist.
Mm-hmm.
What's that other one? The Scam. The Scam. You know.
I don't know. It looked like Skyrim with no quests.
But it's in space, and that's all it takes to sell me on something.
But there were lizard people with wings that aren't wings.
Yeah, and those don't make sense because the planet was super fucking cold, and if they're like cold-blooded, they'd be dead.
They'd be dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Maybe they're just zombie aliens.
Maybe they're zombie aliens. And that's
you're just
that.
Repeating people.
I am not repeating people.
That is a true statement right
he
there.
He is not lying.
Are you just modifying words?
Words.
Guild Ball is a wonderful game.
Star Citizen. That's the game that's never going to come out ever. And people have given them like hundreds of millions of dollars, and all
like
they do is buy yachts and then laugh at them.
The never-ending Kickstarter? Is that kind of what that was?
Yeah. The gross national product of several Western European countries' equivalents has been funneled into that thing from idiotic neckbeards spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on artificial space planes, and none of it's going to exist ever. It's fucking hilarious.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll do it later. I recommend that the post office gets me my stuff that I want sooner.
I have a problem with eBay
Sunday
right
deliveries
now where
are
got,
a real thing.
Where I've got I ordered a clock with some money that we procured from a tournament and never showed up at my fucking house. It's been 10 days past its delivery date, so I'm gonna Storm on
eBay. Did they have a tracking number for you?
They did. I don't think they got one. Either that or it's a... I just need to look at it on my computer and not my phone because, like, my eBay isn't, like, very phone-friendly.
All right, you guys have a movie to get to.
Yeah, we're going to go see 10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's
part... Spoiler, they're in a bunker.
What? We have plenty of time.
When the person puts on the blue shirt, look out.
Oh, God, I forgot about how awesome that was.
Oh, my God. I will kill you.
You're going to be like, is there a blue shirt? You're going to constantly watch you the
whole time. Before we saw The Hobbit, whichever one of the ones that came out recently.
The terrible ones?
The best.
Someone had mentioned the barrel scene before going into the movie, and I hate spoilers more than anything.
The book's 60 years old!
I know!
The barrel scene was legit.
The barrel scene was really great.
I actually
But all they did was talk about the barrel scene, and I was just like... I'm going to destroy you. You're going to be dead. So why are you doing this?
Think blue shirt.
You will not wake up tomorrow.
I think that every night before I go to bed.
That's a good time to cut it.
Yep. Amanda's going to kill a bitch.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?